The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, you may have seen, certainly on social media, people have been raving about using retinol now for some time on their skin to help with things like anti-aging, also fighting acne. But some people just don't respond well to the product. So who should use it and who should avoid retinol? Who better to ask than Rosemary Coleman, consultant dermatologist at the Blackrock Clinic. And Rosemary is here. Hello.
Good morning, Claire.
Are you a fan of retinol in
general? Absolutely. I am a fan of retinol, but I'm not a fan of the way people are using it all the time.
Oh, what are they doing wrong?
They're absolutely totally overusing it. And they're using it incorrectly and they're stripping their skin, they're harming their skin, they're making it look red, dry, scaly, inflamed. So nearly all of my patients, that's a funny way to say it, but cannot use prescription grade retinol. And the Irish skin is particularly sensitive to it. And fewer than 20% of people could use it on a regular basis without side effects. However, there are a lot of different forms that have now been produced, encapsulated retinols, retinals, that are much slower release, far better tolerated and equally effective. So rather than use a small amount of a very strong retinol that is causing side effects, if you can use a weaker one every day of the week, you will get the exact same, if not better, results.
Really?
Yes, yes. Well, you don't need to use the strong stuff.
That's where the knowledge gap is.
Yes.
Everybody probably thinks, well, I need to go for the strong stuff to get the benefit.
Absolutely. And they think some is good, more is better. So even if they managed to use the stronger retinoic acid once a week, prescription grade tretinoin, if they used it once a week, that will do just fine. But what they're doing is they're putting it on even when the skin is inflamed and red and scaly. That's not an allergic reaction. It's called an irritant dermatitis. And it is part of the mechanism of action of retinols. It loosens the glue between the skin cells, the keratinocytes. And that's how we use it in acne and for pigmentation and for sun damage. It increases the cell turnover, stimulates collagen, loosens up blackheads, really smooths out and freshens the skin.
Oh, so you're supposed to get that reaction.
It's not uncommon to get that for the first few days. But if you continue to get that, you shouldn't be using it. So I couldn't use it.
I can't use it at all.
No.
You can't use it either.
I can't use it, but I can use very good modified retinols that cause absolutely no irritation, and I have no trouble using those every night.
Retinols. So
yes.
Are these things that we can buy over the counter?
Yes. Yes.
So if you have that reaction or if you have sensitive skin,
yes,
maybe that might be the road to go down.
Certain ones, Claire, I can't go into the regular chemist and buy the ordinary retinol that's cheap and widely available. Lots of my patients can. I just can't. My skin is far too sensitive for that. But there are newer products that are very sophisticated. A lot of work has been done and gone into them in the last 10 years. And they are doing the trick now.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God. Like for the first time ever.
Yeah. So there are people who should just stay away from them. Like you've explained there that if you have the reaction, that might be okay and acceptable to have the reaction. For some people, it's just a no-no.
Yes. So really, if I was to suggest that you apply it for the first time, what I would tell you to do is put it on Sunday night. Because if I name the day, then you're not going to mistakenly put it on, you know, extra days. So I name the day. If you put it on the first time, your skin might be dry and scaly for 2 or 3 days.
And that's okay.
That's okay. Because you don't put it on again until the next Sunday.
Mm.
And the same could happen. But it might be just 2 days. The following Sunday, it mightn't happen at all. Then that means you can now go to Sunday, Wednesday. However, what people are doing is they're lashing it on day after day. They mightn't get the reaction for 2 or 3 days. It's really important. So I spend my day identifying irritant reactions from retinols and trying to get people to stop. It's very hard. They don't necessarily believe me because social media is telling them they must use a retinol and don't worry about the scaling.
Yeah. Well, when do you worry about the scaling?
Well, you see, it's all about if you're going to be using it for cosmetic purposes, it's about having your skin look better. peely, scaly skin does not look better. Your makeup doesn't sit correctly on it. And you'll see it first on the T-zone, which is the sebaceous rich zone, which is rich in the vitamin A receptor that the retinol works. So if every time you put it on, you get the reaction and your skin doesn't adjust and accommodate, you should stop it. There are lots of other ingredients which can achieve the same benefits. And just stop it.
So if you can't use them, what do you use instead?
So again, there are newer retinol products, and I suspect the market will have more and more of these coming out, and then they'll get more and more inexpensive. So there are newer products, but other active ingredients that are marvellous that can do the trick include glycolic acid, azelaic acid, niacinamide, benzoyl peroxide. So when we use retinols for cosmetic purposes, I would have quite different instructions to when I'm prescribing them for medical purposes, where I might need the person to tolerate a degree of this peeling.
Okay, with some questions coming in, before I get to them, at what stage in your skincare regime are you putting this on? Is it first before anything else?
Great question. So what you do is you wash your face at night. The biggest myth out there about retinols is that you can't use them in the morning because if you go out in the daylight, you'll burn.
Oh, yes.
And that's not true.
Oh.
And that's not true. The reason you don't use them in the morning is because they degrade. You're just going to waste your money. They get broken down by UV light. It's that simple. So at night, you wash your face. If you're using a prescription retinol, you should probably leave about 20 minutes, let your skin calm down. If your skin is very sensitive, try a layer of moisturizer first. Wait another 10 minutes to soak in. At this stage, I'm gone to bed, okay? Yeah. So you'd leave a little bit of moisturizer. Then you get a pea size of prescription grade retinol. You dot it all over the face. You don't just put a big splodge on one side and burn a hole in that bit. You dot it all over, massage it in, and you might need more moisturizer. In the morning, wet face cloth, just a wet muslin cloth, moisturizer or moisturizing sunblock.
And that's it.
That's it. However, if you're using one of the weaker retinols, you can just wash your face and apply it.
Okay, now let's get to these questions. So would a retinol serum of 0.2% concentration be too harsh, or would that be something you can use every day?
Depends on if it's prescription grade or if it's an over-the-counter preparation. But prescription grade, that's strong enough.
Okay, another one. I've been prescribed retinol to use, and I'm using it every second day. But should I only be using it once a week? Well, that depends on what you've been told by your prescriber.
It depends on what you were prescribed it for. If it's for cosmetic purposes, you start once a week. If you've no problem, you build up to twice a week, maybe alternate days.
Now, we have a 34-year-old man who uses Pure Retinol number 7. I think, is that the brand? Must be the brand. I've been using it on and off for a few years, and I wondered if I wasn't seeing results because I don't use it a lot of the time or daily. I've never had a reaction from it. Is this a good brand? What's the best way to use it? And he tells us that he never uses it in the summer. What do you make of all that?
So great. That brings up the same point. People think you can't use your retinols on holidays and you can't use them in the summer. That's all wrong. Okay? So you can.
You can.
And he said he isn't using it every day. Well, use it every day. And if you get absolutely no benefit and no side effects, it's time for you to go to a stronger one and maybe try a prescription.
Is it worth it?
Yes, it is. Retinols have an awful lot of skin benefits. First of all, anti-skin cancer, anti-pigment, anti-blackhead, anti-fine line. They stimulate collagen, they smooth the skin. Mm. It's worth it if your skin looks better. It is not worth it if you're going to end up with a red, scaly face.
Okay. That encapsulates it very well, Rosemary. Thank you very much.
The Claire Byrne Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.